20 years ago, Amy Power did something that not a lot of people did, at least not a lot of women did, is they founded their own PR firm. She's the chairman, the president, the founder of the Power Group. They're incredibly successful. And Friday night in New York City, of all places, she was presented with the 2019 Silver Stevie Award as Female Entrepreneur of the Year. Amy Power joins us right now. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So how was New York City?
Well, I didn't go to New York City because
if you knew you were going to win, would you have gone?
Well, it was a choice I had to make because my son is in the Air Force, and I had to, you know, family wins over business sometimes.
Any excuse over New York City, as long as they send you the award. Well, congratulations.
Well, I had to go to his graduation, and that was quite an award. So
that's even better. That's much better. Yes. Well, I've followed you. We've worked together for years. You've got a lot of great clients, Borden's and Benefit Mall and Witch and Children's Medical and One Arts. Has this been a lot of fun?
It has been an absolute blast. And I love creating leaders, especially women leaders. And
Do you concentrate on, do you single out women? Do you go after women?
I wouldn't say I go after.
They come to you?
They find us, you know. So we certainly have had men over the years working in our organization. But I think just the industry overall tends to attract more women just by nature of the creative industry that it is.
But not as CEOs of companies, and more we are seeing. And I know you all are involved. You're involved with the Billingsley companies and One Arts Plaza. Lucy Billingsley's been a frequent guest on here. She's a great leader.
Yes, years ago we helped her launch. We also, you know, today represent the West End, helping them transform, you know, or evolve their image as a historic district and one of a district of innovation and in the future of Dallas. We have restaurants like Golden Chick. They've been a client for almost 20 years, you know, 18 of our 20 years, which is like dog years in the agency business.
Yeah, I guess so. And I'm thinking about, you've been through a couple of cycles. I mean, that 08 and 09 cycle was terrible. Not as terrible here probably as elsewhere, but still pretty terrible.
It was. But, you know, I will say that we did grow a little bit during the recession. And I think that the ad agencies were the ones that suffered more losses. At the end of the day, public relations is less costly in terms of the overall marketing budget. We get a smaller share of the pie, yet we're very effective. So I think that brands see that and are able to tap that.
Yeah, one thing I assume you're good at, because you'd have to be, is over your 20 years, this social media has just come out of nowhere.
It has.
And I really kind of wrote it off as a fad. I mean, you know, kids are going to tweet back and forth to each other. I really had no idea it was going to replace newspapers and television advertising and all sorts of things.
You know, it's interesting. Before I actually had my first employees, started hiring my first employees, I was taking notice of what was happening with regard to social media, and there were a lot of my peers that were saying it was a fad. You know, it wasn't something that
it was me.
Yeah.
Was this 10 years ago? Or
probably 10 plus, you know. But what really got me moving on it, I had become familiar with an organization called Entrepreneurs Organization in Dallas, and it's a global organization. But I went to a conference in Austin with another fellow entrepreneur, and I really decided then that I was going to become an expert in Facebook, Twitter, whatever tool was out there. At the end of the day, I'm a communicator, and I need to take my clients down whatever channels they need to go down to be effective. And at the time, it was, you know, Twitter, Facebook. Those were becoming tools that were being used by Victoria's Secret and other brands. And CNN started, you know, using their feed at the bottom of their daily programming. So I hired two people, and I said, you become an expert in Facebook, you become an expert in Twitter, and off we went.
Boy, you were right. So does this have legs? I mean, people are going to be Facebooking and Twittering 15 years from now?
Your guess is as good as mine. You know, I have two Gen X children, or Gen Z, rather, and I watch their behavior, and marketing is definitely going to be more challenging than it has ever been, because they don't even get their news the way the millennial audience gets their news. Instagram right now is, you know, the social media channel du jour. 5 years from now, it's hard to say what it's going to be. But I know that, you know, my children go to YouTube a lot for a lot of information and news.
PR's got to be different, too. I mean, I would think right now we're going through a period when nobody seems to believe anything.
Yes.
I mean, everything is fake news. CBS has to come on, you know, at the top of the hour with their news and saying it's not fake, it's the real news. And,
exactly.
You know, and go on with it. And I would think that anybody who's trying to put lipstick on a pig is going to have a real tough time right now.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that's really concerning to me as I look ahead to the next 10 years is, and we're starting to hear it a lot, you know, deep fakes, right? And you're starting to see it in the political arena. But what, you know, we're a crisis management firm also. And so what would happen to the CEO of a major company if somebody created an image or a story that was a deep fake story? And I can see us working in that realm. I can envision those kind of scenarios. And, you know, as a crisis management firm, it's wonderful for us because it's business and it's, frankly, very exciting work to do and create meaningful outcomes. But it is also a little bit of a scary world out there.
Yeah, it is. So as you look back over your 20 years, is there any glaring mistake that you can tell me about?
Oh, boy.
You know, I was working and it was someplace else. And the PR person delivered, I think the receptionist said, there's a box down here for you. I came down, and they had left off a box, and I opened it, and there was a live animal in there with a note around its neck saying, take me to this event that they wanted me to go to. And I said, well, that's just a very strange thing to do.
Oh, well, if that happened today, is it PETA? I think that you would have a PR crisis on your hands.
You can't get away with that.
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
And I'd also like to find the person that invented the idea of putting like that glitter confetti in an envelope so when you open it up, it fell all over your lap. You never did any kind of stuff.
No, we would never do that. And definitely never send a live animal anywhere. Lord, we were responsible for Elsie the cow, and he took very good care of her during our work for Borden. You know, mistakes. I think for any budding entrepreneur, it's probably just not getting your processes and your administrative stuff buttoned down. You get so excited when you're launching a business.
But you had to learn to delegate, because you've got a bunch of employees now.
Mm-hmm. We do.
That's a hard thing to do. Well, it'd be a hard thing for me to do.
It is. You have to learn to work on the business and not so much in the business. And that's a big shift for a lot of entrepreneurs. And if you can do it successfully and coach and train your people accordingly, you can trust them to do the work that you were doing up until that point. And that's where we're at right now.
So you still like it? You're going to be doing this 10 years from now?
Heck yeah. I love it. I love it.
Amy Power has been doing it for 20 years and about as good as anybody can do it. And by golly, she won the Silver Stevie Award for Female Entrepreneur of the Year in New York City. And coincidentally, has just finished 20 years as head of the Power Group. Amy Power, I guess, today. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Amy Power, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.